Welcome back to Tzavas HaRivash, Hasidic Daf Yomi, where page Tesvav and the version I'm using. Today's shir is dedicated by David and Karen Fischoff in honor of the memory of Mrs. Edith Fischoff. So it says here in the Tzavas HaRivash, Mer Rebbe Yisrael Baal Shem, Ki lo machshavosai machshavoseichem, velo darcheichem derachai. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. Writes from Yishayahu. Perish ki kasher ha'adam mafrid az atzmo mashem yisparch. When a person sort of separates themselves from God, miyad hu oved avodazara ve'ein davar mamutza, immediately he worships idolatry. That doesn't mean literally he's at a totem pole the next second. Rather, what it means is the moment you separate from Hashem, separate from God, at that moment it's already a foreign god. Your whole way of, even if you didn't replace God with anything else, even if you didn't replace God in that moment, it's not a foreign God. It's just that it's a godless life is already a life of Avodah Zarah. That's a very deep teaching from the Baal Shem Tov. V'sartem Avodah Zarah. That's what it means. You will turn astray and you will serve. Mikom akom amar gemara yoshev adam v'lo avar avera. And even if a person sits and doesn't do avera, choshev ki ilu osa mitzvah, zehu lo darcheichem derachai. That's not doing what the Torah says of lo darcheichem derachai. Your ways are not my ways. So the next idea in the Baal Shem Tov, kishemet ane adam afilu mishabbos l'shabbos. When a person fasts from Shabbos to Shabbos, right? Even if it's from one Shabbos until the next, meaning some type of, type of fasting schedule that allows one to fast each day. Lo yelo pinia afilu katana, shiomer belibo shosa davar gadol. Don't say in your heart that you're doing something great by, shiomer belibo shosa davar gadol, shemanas atzmo kol kach arbe, that you're a person, you're afflicting yourself that much, and that fasting, v'yiztakech miyora tanis, and the fasting is going to purify you. Rather, on the contrary, Yachshav Baliba, Ma Maseh Nechshavim Neged Avodas Hamalachim, Sha'avodasam B'Temidus L'Hashem Yisparach. What value are my actions compared to what the angels do? They're so loyal. Ani Tipa Srucha V'Sofi La'afar. I am just a putrid drop. My end is dust. Meaning, ulterior motives, let alone a sense of self-gratification. Look, I fasted and I'm good, I'm clean. That's not your makshava. Any type of activity like the fasting, which the Baal Shem Tov keeps coming back to, should just serve to humble oneself and cause them to have a point of reference in the world that is, looks at themselves and says, there's so much more I am capable of doing. I've stripped away the extras and now I can acknowledge that. Lifamim, at times, be'emtza ha'shavua, misgaber alav ha'yetzer hara. Many times in the middle of the week, the Yetzer Hara strengthens upon yourself, umara lo kvedas gadol betanis, and it shows you a certain weightiness to the tanis, v'omar shelo yachol, and he says, you can't finish this fast. You're not going to be able to do it. V'tzarech ha'adam lahavin besichlo shah Yetzer makana osa shelo yavo l'magdrega. And a person needs to know in his mind that the Yetzer Hara is jealous of him, that he's not going to be able to get to that certain magdrega, that certain level. U'makatregbo, and he, chepes him, u'kshiyech chacham bedaito, v'yiskabra la Yetzer Hara. If a person is wise enough and is able to discover the Yitzhara, Yigram Ba'osasha, that conquering, that battle and becoming victorious in the struggle, that causes a great Davar Goldalamala, some great work to happen above. Komoda Isa, as it says in the Zohar, Da Yikra Da Kadosh Baruch Hu, the glory of Hashem, Yotir Kad HaYetzahara, is increased when the Sitra Achra, the other side, the side of evil, is subdued for the sake of his service. So the Yetzahara, right? The Yetzahara, let's keep reading over here. Yetzahara. V'yitzkapia b'shvil pulchane, right? Mach b'shiesh le'yetzahara cheshe gadol levatlo. Since the Yetzahara has a great desire to mevatel him, to cancel him, mitaniso from his tanis, v'hu miskabrila v'yitzkapia me'od ha-sitra achra. That kind of bringing down, or sitra achra, becomes very subdued. V'lifamim, niten reshus l'satan lasa sar gadol kedei lasato im yamur v'yitzkapia yetzahara. And many times, the Sultan will do whatever it can to be able to go against him and to elevate his Yetzirah. The Acher Kach Kishiyigmor Atanis Lo Yargish Klal Ba'oso Atanis. And when a person is finished with that fast, when a person is done, you shouldn't stay and hang on what the fast was. Atanis Oso Atzar Gadol Shirgish Ba'oso Shav Yivakish Rachmim Aboris Parch Sheyitan LaKoach Beinayim Shelo Yiskal Kol Matzot Atanis. And Hashem should give him strength with his eyes that he should not mess up afterwards in the wake of the fast. Ulafin lefimim tzarech listakel lekan alakan kedei lehidabek machshavasa boris porach. And at times a person needs to look this way and that way in order to cleave his thoughts to Hashem. Mipnei chumrias gufo, because the physicality of one's body is a mesech mavdil al neshama, is a great interspersion on his neshama. Yedabek atzmo, he should cling himself a boris porach v'yavakesh davar metzarchei bayis o shiyasa yedavar po beis advekus, and even if he has to tend to something in his house or whatever else, he should still have in mind that cleaving to God. His machshava should be dvuku b'yis baruch. Even in his mundane thoughts, a person should always try to bring it back to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'shei rogel b'dveikus b'os Hashem, and one should be accustomed to a dveikus to Hashem and a relationship with Hashem at all times. V'zetz klal gadol. What I think the Baal Shem Tov is referring to here is afraid that after the Tanis is over, one will have such a resistance of the staying away from the physicality. The physicality can overtake him in a very strong way. Think of the concept of overeating after a fast. The Baal Shem Tov is trying to warn about that and to stay in a relationship with Hashem.